Summer is certainly a time for music out of doors, and a region as vast as ours offers many opportunities to enjoy music al fresco. The West Coast Country Music Festival comes to the Green Springs Inn east of Ashland this weekend. 11 acts are on the bill, including one from right in the neighborhood called Rainy and the Rattlesnakes. The band includes three family members and one bass player from another family band. The three family members are Father Ray Miatke. Welcome, Ray.
Morning.
Lila Miatke, who is 15 years old. Welcome, Lila.
Hi.
Rainy Miatke, who is 13 years old, and what do you know, the title name of the band. Welcome, Rainy.
Hello.
And Lucas Brinkerhoff joins us as well. He's from the other family band. He's 26 years old. Lucas, welcome.
Hi, great to be here.
Good to have you all here. Ray, let's start with you and talk about your background in music.
I played music as a kid. I took piano lessons and really didn't like it, and then I moved on to the saxophone, and I quit that as soon as I could to play sports, but then as an adult, I bought a guitar for $100 and learned to play it, so got back into music and have been doing it for my whole adult life.
So was that the foundation laid by the piano lessons coming back to roost in your soul?
Yeah, maybe. I just, I don't know. I always liked listening to music and enjoyed playing it even more, so.
So given your own not entirely positive experience with music lessons, really, did you let the kids take up music by themselves, or did you give them some lessons too?
Both. I encouraged both girls to take up an instrument when they were about 8 years old, and Lila right away chose the fiddle, and Rainey started out on piano, but then she wanted something she could take out on the street where we did a lot of our playing in the early days, so I gave her an old beat-up mandolin and told her if she could learn to play that thing, she could do just fine, and she did.
So Lila, why the fiddle? What got you to pick up the fiddle?
Oh man, I mean, We always listened to music when I was little, like a lot of bluegrass, and the fiddle always stood out to me, like it's such a, I always just heard it when we were listening to music, and I just thought I heard it so dominantly, and I just liked it, and I thought, yeah, fiddle, that'd be cool, to play fiddle.
And how old were you when you picked it up?
I was 8.
Okay,
yeah.
So I've been playing for a few years now, and then Rainey, let's talk about how you come to get your name on the band.
Well, I was 8, and I had just taken up the mandolin, and we were at a music camp out, and they had seen a rattlesnake there, and I just thought that was very cool, and I knew that I wanted to have a band when I grew up, and so I thought of the name Rainy and the Rattlesnakes, and then I told my dad that when I grew up, I wanted to have a band called Rainy and the Rattlesnakes, and I guess I've grown up now, because I do.
So, didn't have to wait till she was 18, huh, right?
Yeah.
No, we decided that if Lila and I got our act together, Rainey could have her band at an early age.
So, Lucas Brinkerhoff, I guess you're fairly new to Rainey and the Rattlesnakes, is that right?
Yeah, I've only started playing with them a few months ago, but I've known about them for much longer.
Tell us about your own experience. You were in a band with your own family, too, is that right?
Yeah, and I still play with them. The band's called Sequoia, and it's my mom and dad, Al and Deborah Brinkerhoff, and my sister plays with us sometimes, too. Her name's Jocelyn. And my dad mostly plays dobro and banjo, and my mom plays guitar and sings. And they've played together for many years, and they met through music, and so that's been a nice experience.
Well, we can assume, then, since you're going to a country music festival, that it is country music you guys are playing?
We're gonna hold down the bluegrass side along with $8 Mountain. We'll be playing bluegrass, but we're gonna throw in a Hank Williams tune to give a nod to the countryside. But
okay, so why don't you play something for us? And we might actually end up hitting a break here. We're up about 3.5 minutes away. But what do you want to do?
Sure, I think we're gonna play a tune we learned from Daryl Anger last time he was in town. This one's called Red Prairie Dawn.
Red Prairie Dawn. Okay.
Thank you.
lovely. Rainy and the Rattlesnakes here on the Jefferson Exchange. Well done. And is that is it your own composition or one you said you learned from Daryl Anger?
We learned it from Daryl Anger, and I don't remember who he said wrote the tune, but it's written in the traditional style for sure.
So, Rami Yanke, how long has Rainy and the Rattlesnakes been established? How long have you been playing under this
name? I think we started as a band in 2012, so this would be our fifth year. Yeah.
And both both Lila and Rainy, you write music. Lila, is that right?
Yeah. Rainy and I co-write a lot. We really enjoy co-writing. We write a lot of songs together. Some songs individually too, but mostly we co-write.
How much has your songwriting improved or changed over the time since you've been doing it?
Oh man, I definitely feel like it's changed a lot. We go to music camps and take a lot of songwriting classes. Just mostly where we can share our songs and get feedback and. Yeah, just in a setting with a lot of other songwriters, I definitely feel like it's improved a lot and also changed.
More fun in the studio with Rainy and the Rattlesnakes when we come back on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Lila Miyake, Rainy Miyake, Ray Miyake, and Lucas Brinkerhoff. Back on the Jefferson Exchange with Rainy and the Rattlesnakes and you in a minute 20. Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We are getting to know Rainy and the Rattlesnakes, a band out of the Green Springs east of Ashland. They'll be performing at the Green Springs Inn at the West Coast Country Music Festival on Saturday, one of 11 acts on the bill, but this is a family act. Ray Miyake, father and guitar player, daughters Lila and Rainy, 15 and 13 on fiddle and mandolin, respectively, and Lucas Brinkerhoff on bass as part of the band as well. You can join the conversation on the Exchange or just feel free to listen. 800-838-3760 if you have questions for the band members. By phone, by email, it's jx@jeffnet.org. We were talking just before the break about songwriting with Lila and Rainy and about you've been getting some coaching in songwriting as well. Let me step back then to where your coaching comes from on the instrument. Is this all from your dad or have you taken lessons with other musicians as well?
Yeah, We started out taking lessons both with teachers in the Rogue Valley. I took fiddle from Dwayne Whitcomb, and Rainy took mandolin from Glenn Freese for a while. And then we started going to these fiddle camps in California run by Tristan and Tashina Claridge. And, yeah, we really loved those, and we started attending them regularly and started taking lessons from Tristan and Tashina when they come through. Also, they send us music assignments, so...
For the mandolin in particular, it could be a tricky instrument. It certainly looks like a guitar a little bit, but not strung that similarly to a guitar. Plus, you have the doubling of the strings. How did you learn a guitar first, or did you go straight to mandolin, Rainy?
I went straight from piano to mandolin. My dad got me lessons with Glenn Freese, and he's a really good teacher. He was a really, really great teacher for me, and I really, really love the mandolin now. I wasn't that sure about it when I started, but I really wanted to be like Lila and be able to play out, so I just picked it up and played it because I figured that was my way to do that. But now I really love it, and it's certainly gotten a lot easier.
You felt a little housebound with the piano. Is that what the situation
was? Yes, I did.
Doesn't travel well, does it?
No.
Didn't want to go for the keytar or anything like that?
Not really.
Okay. Not the kind of thing you see in a country band, anyway. When you guys do write songs, is none of the, it's all instrumental music? Is that correct?
No, we often actually mostly we write songs with lyrics. Rainy writes tunes more than I do. I write a few tunes sometimes, but often, yeah, mostly we write songs and sing a lot. So
okay, so is that part of what you do with Rainy and the Rattlesnakes?
Yeah, definitely, mostly actually. Yeah, we mix in instrumentals, but we sing a lot. So
and what kind of subject matter do you write about?
Oh man, we write about everything. Just pretty much anything that we're inspired to write about. We've written about so many different things.
Okay, I just wonder, the songwriting experience is bound to be different for somebody who's 15 years old than for somebody who's 45 or so.
I'm sure it is, yeah. I'm sure it is.
Just in the sense of life experiences piling up,
yeah.
Or not in this case, yeah. Talk about the other skills that you guys bring to the family bands. Some things go beyond music, apparently. You guys have taken a part in the business end of things as well. Is that right, Lila?
Yeah, we go on tour sometimes, and Rainy and I help out with the tour booking, emailing people and you know, looking for gigs and such.
All right. So so how did the operation, is it work? Is it pretty smoothly running operation, Ray?
Not all the time. but when it's running good, it's really fun. And we've definitely had a big learning curve over the last few years and met a lot of interesting people. And, you know, it keeps it interesting and exciting.
So where do you guys go to school, given that you're certainly of school age still?
Yeah, we're homeschooled. We both, yeah, pretty much just study at home, and that gives us a lot more time to play music, which is great. It's a lot of what we do. But we have, you know, we have books and just, yeah, do our work at home, so.
Okay, why don't we jump into some more music? What would you like to do next?
Yeah, we're going to do a Gordon Lightfoot song that we learned from a Tony Rice recording. It's called Early Morning Rain.
Early Morning Rain from Rainy and the Rattlesnakes here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Best be on my way in
early morning rain from Rainy and the Rattlesnakes here on the Jefferson Exchange. Wow, you guys are really good. I mean, I would not have expected that deep alto voice to come out of you, Leela. So nice job there. And both of you. So nice harmonies. You guys have been working on the harmonies for years, it sounds like. I mean, you obviously lived together since you were born.
Yeah, we have been. We practice it a lot.
How much practice a day?
You know, it really varies. As much as we can try to get in. I feel like Rainy and I usually average about 4 hours, sometimes less if we're busy, sometimes more if we're not. So, yeah.
Rainy, grab a headphone set because we have a call actually here online from Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Rainy and the Rattlesnakes. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. I'm wondering, is there very much difference between the sound of a flat-back mandolin and a rounded-back mandolin?
Yeah, that's a good question. There is a lot of difference. The round-back mandolins tend to be, they tend to have, I think, a deeper sound, and they're not as good for bluegrass playing, but for, like, singer-songwriter playing, I think that they would be very good. I haven't played many roundback mandolins, but actually that's something I'd like to do more of, experimenting with different mandolins. But yes, the sound varies a lot. I think it's pretty different. Yes.
Was that the first one you had, the one you're using today, the flatback?
Yes, it's a flatback. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the question, Mark. Another call here from Ginger in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Rainy and the Rattlesnakes.
Thank you. I have had Rainy and the Rattlesnakes at our home on various occasions to play for ourselves and our friends, and they are so delightful. If you think they're great hearing them on the radio, wait till you see them in person. They are such a delight. So I just wanted to say they're a wonderful group, and I love their music.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Ginger.
You're welcome.
Appreciate hearing from you. So we are talking to Rainy and the Rattlesnakes here on the Jefferson Exchange. We've got a few minutes left with them. We can take more calls at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Ray, talk about the challenges as the parent here, trying to keep things organized for home life, school, bringing money to the household, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of challenges there, but, you know, it's good. It keeps you on your toes and gives you something to do. You don't get bored, that's for sure. The kids used to go to school. They attended Willow Wind down here in Ashland for several years when they were younger. And then we switched to the homeschool as an experiment, which allowed us to tour across the country. And so that was our first big homeschooling, was a big long field trip, if you will. We were 9 weeks on the road, and we just had a great time. You know, the kids loved it, and they showed that they could be motivated to learn at home. And so we went with it, and you know, you just deal with the challenges as they come up.
Are there any other kids not in the band?
I do have an older daughter who lives here in Ashland. She's married, and she's very musical as well, but she sort of got into writing, and that's her main love, is writing poetry and novels and such.
You guys have made some recordings, isn't that right? Tell us about that, either Rainy or Leela.
Yeah, we have. We've made two CDs here at Broken Work Studio in Ashland. And yeah, I think we made the first one in 2013. And the second one in 2015, early 2015, so.
Okay, yeah. And we have a question here, I think, just about that very thing. Lane in Medford, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Rainy and the Rattlesnakes.
Hi, so I was interested in finding out where I could buy your CDs, and the other question would be, the woman called in and said that you had played for them, so we were thinking about having a family gathering at the Bear restaurant, whatever it is, Black Bear, right? So how much that runs.
Okay, so let's talk about booking Rainy the Rattlesnakes and where to pick up your CDs in whatever order you guys want to give that one.
Yeah, you can contact us through our website if you go to rainytherattlesnakes.com, and there's a way to contact me on there, and then we could talk about your event and the scheduling and the cost. The CD... like Lori Lewis always says, you know, she's a marketing genius, which means that you can only get the CD available from her. So we have the same situation. We don't have it online anywhere. But we do have them down here at the Music Coop in Ashland. You could go in there and get our CD.
Okay.
And also you could just get it by emailing me through the website.
Okay. I have one more question for Lucas Brinkerhoff, if you can find your way to a microphone, which is just that since you have the experience of being in a family band and are a little bit older than Leela and Rainey, if you've been able to offer any advice to what it's like to be young and in a band with a family.
Yeah, I think my advice would be to keep with it. You definitely come across numerous challenges growing up in a family band, and that's just like any family. There's ups and there's downs, but if you stick with it, you'll definitely learn to appreciate it in the long run.
Okay, thanks for that, Lucas. And what were some of the high points of this long trip that Ray was talking about for you guys?
Oh man, we did so much stuff. It was amazing. We went to Chicago. We went to New York City. We got to go to the Art Institute in Chicago and just walk around there. It was really cool. Just seeing all the places, just really seeing the country. It was I thought it was just amazing.
Sounds fun. Okay, we got time for one final piece from Rainey and the Rattlesnakes. What would you guys like to do here?
We're gonna do a song written by one of my very favorite musicians ever, named Kahalen Morrison. And the song is called All for the Sake of Day.
All for the Sake of Day. Okay. And All for the Sake of Day from Rainey and the Rattlesnakes here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Like she done wrong. Home she lies, creaking the scene of song. It's a dim and a turbulent dawn. It's a cold and is a curious way. Hearts that do bind us all tear us away. Runs inside us will run cold one day. It's a cold and a curious way. Not afraid for that sun to set. Just give my regards to her. Give my regards to her.
pleasant hills, or for the sake of day, or for